Kedai to understand, and why do we have to be maski yitzhiyas mitzrayim two times every single day? Kids born, in the first pasuk you teach is Shema Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Krishma. But yitzhiyas mitzrayim is that something you mask it every single day twice. What's the get out for him? Also, why do we see that there's so many mitzvahs zechel tzias mitzrayim? It's tayyad mitzvahs, and if that's so many mitzvahs are zechel tzias mitzrayim, what's the get out for him? Also, the shayl is b'me eida. Avraham Avinu said b'me eida, and it's nishtabdu bono of dalad mei shono. Be'eretz loy lehem. What's the get out for him? What's that? You fell up b'me eida. Unzer ganzer say the kochim kumt aroysim b'me eida. Zog na biluchum, unzer oylem haba kumt from the chet from Avraham Avinu b'me eida. Is what's the Bameida? Why is it so chum that the Bameida was Machayev? Oynish that 400 years. So the Yevish made a sickle toida. We started for the latest from latest Yitzchok. Rav Yanki was mad with latest Yitzchok. They say he had a talk with a goy, this is Echad Golds. Oh, but it was 210 years of fins to the bit of the Golds. Well, for all from Bameida, what's the get out for him? Also, not verstehen, why is Chaviv in Yisurim? Seem, then seem, gelit nasach, you see, gedoli Yisur, say, light nasach. What's the get out of him from Chaviv and Yisurim? And one more kasha, just to bring it out, is we say in the tefillah of Yom Nara of Regolim, Vasiyenu Hashem Lekenu as big as my dechel lachayim ulishalom. What's the lachayim? He says, Lord, a lot of us he puts on us the birchas my dechel. Every moed has its bracha, and we need lachayim ulishalom. What's the get out from lachayim ulishalom? What's the get out of him? What's this? Sakonis Moves. Whatever the helikite of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is, the Eibshel loads on, loads on some with the dust. Oh, but what's the getter from Vasiyenu? Why is it L'chaim or the Shalom? What's the getter for him? So let's go on a journey. It's a sickle journey till we get to the Teretz. But I want to bring out a Mishunadik and Mishunadik and Nakuda. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Ata Hashem, L'keinu V'L'kei Avisenu, L'kei Avrom, L'kei Yitzchak, V'L'kei Yankov. Avraham Avinu was masking everything on his own. Yitzchak was masking everything on his own. And Yaakov was masking everything on his own. What were they all masking? Hakel HaGodol HaGibah B'Nodah. What's Taich HaGodol? How big is the Shechinah? We say the Yevish is big. It's not shaykh to describe it, but if we go into a plane, let's go into a plane, and it goes in astronomical amount of speed, miles an hour, and we fly out of the Earth's atmosphere and we go on top of the solar system. We see a sun. The sun has, I think, 11 planets that we have ready. They all run around the sun. One of them runs around this way. They all run around that way. And the whole stars, the whole one galaxy is marvel. It's so big you can't be massive. How small is planet Earth to this galaxy? The galaxy and the nucleus of the galaxy, there are trillions and trillions of stars. It gives us such heat and such, it's marvel. The galaxy has arms. I don't know if you ever see a picture in the science books. It has arms. On those arms, and one of those, at the outside of that arm, is the sun. The sun has a bunch of stars, planets running around it. And we're one of those planets. Is what are we to one galaxy? It's not even zero. It's not even a needle in a haystack. It's nothing, Sheba, nothing. The planet Earth in one galaxy? You know how many galaxies there are? 1.6 million galaxies. So let's take the spaceship, let's go out and look at all the galaxies at one time. You can lose your mind how many there are. And this is in one galaxy, and one arm of a galaxy, this planet Earth. It's a planet Earth alone. And the angels have made the whole Bria Kula, so many galaxies. He took a human being and he said, you are going to be the shalit, not only of this Earth, of this solar system, of this galaxy, but of all the galaxies in Sazaman. You're going to be the carbonit. You're going to be the pilot, the cabin driver. You do a Pula, you could destroy thousands of worlds. And we don't see it. A lot of us don't even believe it. But the Chazal said, Nevshachayim speaks about a Baruch, a person has Chas V'Shalom a Beit Machshava, he destroys thousands of planets. of stars. Just get destroyed. Now, let's go into the plane. You have a plane. A plane that can take a thousand people from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Who is the driver of the plane? The karbanit, the captain, the pilot. He has two people with him, and they're sitting in the cockpit, and they control the whole plane. What if that one of these people, especially the main pilot, gets drunk? The chet is mafia. He could destroy a thousand people in a second. The chumas that they make on the karbanit of the pilot of the plane is mafia. He has to be in tip-top shape. He can't have any pagam and any midazois. Very sophisticated people. Because if he makes a martial mistake, he destroys everything. So that you understand. They say when somebody goes to a doctor, you find out, oh, let me hear who you healed, who this. When you go on a plane, you don't say, on the pilot, let me see his track record. Because the pilot's on the plane. The doctor's not on the plane. The doctor's outside with the knife. But the pilot's in the cockpit, and he's in the plane. So if you have a pilot that has a mashahu pagam, he got sick or something, he totally has to lose his job. Because he by him, is totally the whole plane. That's a double posh, if that we understand. Other Benishan, the Abishan made him the pilot. Other Benishan, the Hoyim, Masayf Oilim, Matsayf Oilim. What does that mean, Masayf Oilim, Matsayf Oilim? Take a look in this forum, it says, Ramei Simcha, Hachoyim, Kuf Kuf Dvinsk. What do you mean Dvinsk? It is the one street. They still have a picture of Amei Simcha's house, of Chaim Moshe's house. They have pictures. What do you mean he lived in the city? It's not true. He lived in the city. A Rav, a God of Yisrael, he lives in the city. If the Vilna Gaon came down now, somehow he came down, he's in the Gan Sablia, the whole Blia, the Bekivegi came down. Suddenly yeshivas go crazy. The whole Blia goes crazy. The Bekivegi was in the whole Blia. Other Manisha was Mesoifa, Oyle Matsoifa, that when he gave a wink, was Negev trillions of stars, Vita. Other Manisha gave a wink. Other Manisha did not Veda. He's Kivish Asarach and Yech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadol Ovo Miyatoi. Now he's young, now he's small. At this he used to be Mashpia in the whole Bria. Now he's only Mashpia on the planet Earth. If Other Manisha would not have done Na Veda, he would have brought the whole Bria to Tigger. But he didn't, he brought Mizan to the Veld. Got all submission. It was a tremendous amount of eddies. This was a captain, a pilot that made a mistake. Then came Dor Enosh. They made a tremendous mistake. All the Chachmei HaDor made a mistake. They started dealing with the Zoras. They said, oh, if a king has someone that he points, but he wants that you should give cover to the one that he appointed. So he appointed the sun to give us this, the moon to give us this, and they started dealing with the Zoras. The only ones that were left from the whole Dor. Everybody else was dealing with Zara. So then we lost the karbanit. We lost the captain of the world. So the Eved took Noach, he oischa reisi tzadik, and he made Noach. He should be the captain. Everything is totally in Noach. He oischa reisi tzadik b'dor azeh, the Eved told him. He was oischa for everything. Noach is tzadik, he was matz the blia. What happened to Noach? All of a sudden he took a cup of wine, got drunk, chom, the ma'avekah haigit, et tzedikah ha'manish gevel chom, destroyed. It's the one that saved the whole Bria, did one little aveda. Vayochal, he started with a hischel b'pul, a building noise, something spooning. And Noach fell. Again the cabinet fell. Now the whole Bria is going to turn into toy v'voyel. So the Eivishim made night, and Sukkotok had the Bria has to be in so he gave us Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Eson. He was Meshaket in the Bria. He had a brilliant, brilliant mind. He knew the stars, he knew everything was going on. And he realized there's only one Eivishim. And he started telling people, you're all making a mistake. And Avraham Avinu started the Roid of him. Until there was Niskavitz to him, he went from Medina, Meir, Leir, Medina, and Zakhar Rambam. Niskavitz of Alof and Viravovitz. People started following the Shita from Avram. And then when Avram Avinu was Nifta, so the Umas the Oilam was saying, Oiloy la Oda, Oiloy la Oilam Sha'ovit Manhigoi,
Oyloy the Sfina Shaovet Kabinito. They realize the whole bliy is a Sfina. The Sfina has to be brought to its destination. And Avraham Avinu is going to be the one to be bring it. Oyloy the Bliy Shaovet Kabinito. Avraham Avinu was lost. But Avraham gave over his teachings, he gave over to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak gave it over to Yaakov. And Yaakov to all his children. And he picked out Shevet Levi, you cannot stop learning. And because of that, there became a whole umma around about Yaakov Avinu. And they all went down, the whole Shazris of Mais, they went down to Mitzrayim. And everybody fell back. They all didn't have what is there, a chutz from Shevet Levi. Dr. Raman, the Loshman, the Chazal, we oilum loy ovat Shevet Levi avodis kachom. Shevet Levi never did have what is there. So they were the carbonate. Shevet Levi, come on, everything was lost, Dr. Raman, come on. So Moshe Rabbeinu became the carbonate for the world. He brought the Shekhinah down. And he's going to carry this whole planet Earth to its destination. Moshe was not Nafshei Aleim on Klai Yisrael. He was Mechiach, he was Mespal for them. He was masik them, he taught them Derech Hashem. He was mavar the koitzim that was there. He was omid the peretz. He was manish those that were bad. Kedei to be mesalik the raf in the world, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's function. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the carbonate. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu, he took us out of Mitzrayim, every one of Klai Yisrael became the carbonate. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter after a while, and who became the captain of the world? The Yidden. Every single Yid is a captain of the world. Yid can't be Masiyah Das. You have to be Makay, what your function is, what you have to do. You just don't live and go to the, just live or work or live and go to the koil and go to sleep. It's not the way it goes. You have to realize that every year is a cabinet of the Welt. That's what happened with Yitzhias Mitzrayim. You have to point at everybody that everybody has to be the cabinet. That's why Chaviv in Yisur. When the Yavisha sees that somebody is a carbonate and he gets drunk, it's the worst thing in the world. So he has to be managed, the person. Sees the person is wasting his time, he has to be managed him. That's a chaviv in Yisurim, because it straightens the person out and brings him that he's the carbonate. He can't get drunk. He can't go watch the hippopotamuses fighting with the giraffes in Great Adventure. Watch all the stupid things that you see, Udum is Olam, the simcha that brings to Umis Ha'olam, it's cool like that. You can't do that. You're a cabinet. You're a general in the army. And the whole army is totally in you. This is what happened with Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Rav Sholem Lubavitcher, he was the father of the Rishonim. He once had people who came to his house and they gave him Techocha. He gave Techocha 50 minutes until an hour. And his son, the Rishonim, the Yisrael, was a little boy, he was about 6 years old. He was standing there listening and watching. After he finished, everybody left. So Rav Sholem asked his son, Yisalchi, nu vazoksa? You hear my musa? So Tati echol de'envenim da'moshel. Clocks just were beginning to come out at that time. So if you have a clock, you want to clean the inside of a clock. You can't take a broom, break the whole clock. You have to take a little feather, and you dip it in, and you do slide. Let's say you want to clean the table. You can't take a feather, it's nothing. Take a shmata. Let's say you want to clean the floor, sweep it. Let's say you want to clean the barn, you rake it. Everything that you want to clean, you have to use a more powerful thing according to how much schmutz there is. So he told his father, you took a feather, and you went to 20 people's hearts, and you tickled the hearts, you're cleaning it. You have to take a rake. He didn't take a rake. These people have such junk in themselves. They're so far from what they have to be. And they came to you for their chacha, for the service. So what did you do? You think it's a nice virtual, you know, it's be positive. You have to do this, you have to do that. He says, you can't do that. When you want to clean, you have to clean the barn, you have to clean it with a rake. You have to rake out the hearts. Mishun b'gazachot, that the Lishnas told his father. That's a girl, take a look. When the Avisha saw that Avram did one thing, he said, Vameida! He said, Vameida! So he gave him such toichocha that the kid of his feeling that you're lovers. Yaakov Avinu, the tzolos he had with Esav, with love, with lachama, with agoyim, with we're dealing with Yosef was bleak woolen stores. Why? Because Yaakov was the cabinet. And the cabinet has to be 100% pure. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to Shemayim. L'marek achidu v'shtiyu v'sech meyam. We don't know what that means. L'marek, Moshe Rabbeinu. I told you, he didn't need sushi, he didn't need salami sandwiches. It's v'sfar achidu v'shtiyu v'sech meyam that he had to be m'marek. But Moshe went up to Shemayim. A few days before that, he had to prepare himself. L'sumui k'malchi ha'sholis, to have no goof. What did they do with Rabbi Kiva? According to one medrash, they took the circus on Basel, and they were selling flesh from Rabbi Kiva. The flesh of his goof, they were selling it. Notice Rabbi Kiva, he was the vendor tata for Tosh Vapeh. Now he wants to get his Olam Haba. Oh, no. They have to be Mitzarev. What did Knesset Yisrael have in Mitzrayim for them to get prepared to get the Torah? If she didn't take a feather, he didn't take a feather and clean the outer hearts, he didn't take a shmata, he took a rake. 210 years of Yisudim Neiroyim to be isolated in the goof, because they're going to be the cabinet for the world, and they're going to have the Torah. That's why it's Chaviv and Yisudim, and that's why the Eves is so makdiv. It's a moment to get Ramban in Vayishlach, Lamed Beis, Pesach Vav. It said, in Pesach Vayakil, Yoholoi, at the Maloch came, and the side from Esav one. He wrote to Chesed with Yaakov. He lo hu shirak v'masha osi imoy la'alake kafir echoy. He only had a shus to smack his kafir echoy. So to Rabban, what is that? What was that smack that he gave Yaakov? He said, it's the only thing that all the tzaddikim know the Dolish. That's the Dolish al Shmad. He said, it's not shaykh to describe the pain that the Yidin went through the Dolish al Shmad. Kedor Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava v'chavedov. So the Medrash says, "Oh, Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi, Yomili Odom, ten Nachshal Kedusha Shmoy, give your life up for Kedusha Hashem." And he knows lay, "Ubovach Yagirenima," but you have to kill me right away. Avo Kedusha Shmad and Yochel Ezbar, I can't take it. Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi, Talmud from Rabbi Yochanan, he says you can kill me for Kavod Shemayim, but you can't give me over to the Goyim. Ma Yisim Kedusha Shmad, Doctor Ramban, they took metal spears. They heated it up until it was white. They put it under the arms of the Yidden. And they tied their arms to the goof. And the Yidden were dying from pain. Zog the Ramban. The end of the story, we're going to outlive all the Umays. But this Yisurim that we have to go through. These Yisurim later is the mensch, because you are captain. You're a pilot of a ship. Don't think you're nobody. It's not hefka, I think on a cholamoy trip, the chatans of the Levani, no such thing. A person is a pilot, you're a pilot, you're running the ship of the world. And the Abishi wants you to be 100%. That's why the Abishi gives you surah with kinder, the Abishi gives surah with a wife. But for chulu, what the Abishi gives loyal in it shouldn't happen. And that's what Yisurim are for. The Kli Yoker says, in the Vodim Dal Chofei, why does the Eved make Dirdi Shal Shmad? Because the people should realize, Eichel v'ashuv Elisha Elisha. I'm going to go back to the Eved. We don't know what it means, Dirdi Shal Shmad. We're little boys, we're little yinglach. We don't realize what happened to Dirdi Shal Shmad just not too long ago, less than 100 years ago. But Hitler did, the Kleisel. If you read it, your wildest imagination cannot bring out the pain that he brought out to one mishpacha, to one family, burning people, ripping people to death. What was that for? Shooting people. It's that shayach, the amount. If you feel purified, Christ ought to be purified. For what? Because we have, this was the Derf, getting ready for Derf Mashiach. I heard myself in the Sam Rebbe. He said, Mashiach would have definitely came after Hitler. He said, Wimbled Giglaif, what's the Gishen? Everybody was crying so loud. He says, but the Tzionim, they killed it. He said, also the Hof gestanden, a band of Yidden, and they want to be oike the Torah. And because of the Mashiach didn't come, he says, this was such a preparation. Such a preparation for Mashiach, what Hitler did. And we all went through it, and Vayova Yankov Sholem. We had a few people that set up the dirty afterwards, the Samarov, the Navan Kotler, the Briskerov, Chazanish, and many other people. And where were we supposed to? We were supposed to set up for Mashiach. So what happened? The Neshicha and the Neshika.
Die hat the goyim to arrangebissen an uns. And the Yevshet gave them the shus to prepare us for the door for Mashiach. And we didn't do it. Mashiach did not come. Somebody, I just heard it. They interviewed a person went through the war. So he said, tell us everything you went through. The guy said, everything was crime, was nothing but. So then the person had enough guts. He says, tell me the worst thing that happened to you. He says, I'll tell you. We just survived. We were living in a bunker. And then all of a sudden we see tanks coming. I realize we're going to be shot to death. It's all over. Then all of a sudden the soldiers came out. And the Yid said, we're freeing you. There was fly. He said, that was the worst thing. He thought, who's going to save me from Hitler? Mashiach. Who comes out? An American soldier. Egei, Misavin. He said, that was the biggest letdown I had from the whole war. A guy had find that Yid. But now that it's over, the Bein Shalom, who's going to save us? That was supposed to be Mashiach. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, whatever it is, without going into the problem. We were oiskeloited with such yisurim. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim to get the Torah. Just like Moshe had to have that. Avram, Yaitov. All these people could do the yisurim that became it. There was a mazifa glidden today to get something. So now that we don't have that, now we have Trump. I don't know what his first name is. Oh, Trump. I get in Zakush. So where are the Yidden going with that? Are we going closer? We're going further. There are a lot of schools in Lakewood. I don't know which school did this, but I tell you, when I heard this story, my car hit the roof. There was someone that wears a blue shirt. He works. Kleisel has 12 shvatim, not only shaving yourself, not only shaving the lady. Everybody wants to learn Torah. His daughter was a grade A student. She was a valedictorian. She can't get into a school. I'm not going to take a guy that wears a blue shirt. The guy was pleading. He went down there. He went down with the wife. The guy told me the mice. He went down there. He told his wife, please just take my kid. My kid is a grade A student. Why don't you want to take it? Yeah, blue shirt. After he went down and came down again, so the Menaheles told him, if you give $100,000, we'll take it. I don't want to say klolos out of my mouth. A yid should tell that to a different yid. We don't want to take your shirt. We don't want to take it because you wear a blue shirt. All right, we'll take you if you give $100,000. The person was an ois mensch. He couldn't believe it. This is after Hitler. Where are we going? Who's making these filthy decisions? The goyish hashkofes. I was in Torah Vidas. People came without yarmulkes and they brought the kids to school. Yeshiva or Yisrael, you put a yarmulke a block away, you brought your kid. To or Yisrael, that was Rabbi Geltzel's yeshiva, that when we moved to Queens. So the kids are not really looking to have Yiddish Valakia Chinuch. What happened to us? This is after Hitler. This is Yid against Yid. Zionim against the Yidden. This is a Haredim against Haredim. You give me $100,000, I'll take your kid. So the Eibishter opened. So the Eibishter opened what happened to us. Kaisel's swimming in money. They're swimming in money. Yofani usually Yisrael. Anias for Kaisel's the best thing. Puts them in line. Okay, Boy, that was from Fidigadas. Now, just set me up like this. I'll get my kid the right chinuch. Look what happened to us. Nobody is my chiyach then. So this guy went, he told his friend the story. So what happened? The person called up Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. He told Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says, I have a friend of mine, he's suffering a lot. His kid's a grade A student, they don't want to take him in. Do I have l'shus to collect money, $20,000, and give it to a school that they should take the kid? So Rav Shmuel told my friend, I just want to tell you something. $20,000 is not enough. This guy doesn't have any money. But he wants a shaf. Listen, we have to give Hanifa to the Menahel of Menahelas. Where are we up to? What are we doing? We think we don't have no Hitler, we don't have no Zionim over here in America. We have Haredim against Haredim. Think about it. What that person said. There's so much more I want to talk about. I just get so ufkelek. And I think that there's no one that's in the place. Somebody yesterday about the show 2 weeks ago on Friday. After that, Yugoman Nebuch fell, went out and he fell in the street. He was nifter. So yes, Mashkiach, what's that in the tone? She said, if Lakewood would be smaller, we have to be Goyzer Dainis. It's too big. Then the Machtes Yo gave a kress and he said, Lakewood needs a rov. This is a ish of Kul Chachom, the Nara Maratzim over here in the Shtot. The Tamid Chachom, you need a rov, a powerful rov. That everybody should listen to him. He makes a decision. He tells you how much money you could put in, how much you could sell a lulav of an esek for. Otherwise you can't buy it. But they do it, lulav of an esek. Matters. Highway robbery is not even the emotional. Every bite is $4. It's just not a volume. It's a lechemayni, but come on. It's not a volume. Who's making that? Ramosha Heinem is a Zangaz in Baltimore. He makes takonis. He has Baltimore in the hand. A lot of people don't live by the city. They have Rebbe. The Rebbe makes a takona. It's how to help in that takona. Most Rebbe's don't make their corners. We're living in a tremendous, tremendous hester upon him. And who's the cabinet? In America, who's the person? Who's the one that everybody can be kind to? Tell me. And as you saw, because of the terrible machlokes, people lost their derechets for Rabban Leib, they lost their derechets for Rab Chaim, they lost their derechets for Rab Shmuel. Gedolei Yisrael are now indispensable. You get rid of them. I have another one down the block. Klai Yisrael lost. We lost whatever we had. This is the Neshika. Either Abayis or the Rakush. They're both of them terrible. We had Ochim, we had Esav. We're living in a tremendous test upon him. Yehirotz and Mashiach should come. Otherwise, Chas v'Sholom, where the school's going to? It's Yes Mitzrayim every single year. Comes Nochmal, Yen His Oiris. Getting out of Golis. We become the Karbanit again. The night of the Pesach, you become the. You teach your kids what happened. It's Yisrael Mitzrayim. And the little Pesach, Chayiv Adam Lirus Asatzma Kihu Atzmoy Zotaramam Kihu Baatzmoy Yotzaato Bishibit Mitzrayim. The Abishab took you out of Mitzrayim, you became the Karbanit. You became the. Ashav means everything. With the chosen people. We don't have to make no shows in these theaters. We are Yidden, we are Bechaton, we call Am, Mahodishaton with the Goy. Knock it into your head. Mahodishaton with the Goy. That's why you have to act the whole Pesach. And that's what Mutlaf meant. That's why you're masking Yisrael Mitzrayim twice a day. You're the general. Before you go to sleep, as soon as you wake up, you're the general. Yevishu was called his bris with us. That's the Docha Mitzvah. Zechel Yisrael Mitzrayim. Zechel Mitzrayim. You're the general. Yanky Vilinsky said over a story. He was in Siberia. He sees the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. One of the inmates, all those people that slept inside the bunkers, they put them in like shelves. Sees a guy getting out. He puts on clothes, he salutes. 3 times he takes off the coat, he puts on the regular clothes and goes, so what's this? He didn't want to ask him. Finally, a few days later, he asked him, tell me, what are you doing? See, he says, I was a general in the Russian army. I was a general. I had thousands of people under me. I don't want to forget that I was a general. So I put on the clothes and I salute. I make believe there's thousands of people in front of me. I don't want to forget that I'm a general. The Asian doesn't want what we should forget, that we're generals. So he puts us in line. He gives us Yisurim. Not only that, he gives us mitzvahs, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. We mask Tzias Mitzrayim day and night. And the night of Pesach, that's when you commemorate that. That Achtorah, that the Asian says, makta you. Crowns you that you're the ones that's running the veld.
first has to do a lot of preparation. He has to realize, I'm called Holy B. The Yevish made the Bria, and he made me that I'm the one that's going to be the carbonate for the world. Don't say, oh, who am I? I'm this, I'm that. You, let it be you and your family. Bring them one step higher, one step higher, the whole Pesach, one step higher. And explain them the function, who they are. You can't start running around, you can't start going to shows and go to circuses, and go to concerts and all these dvarim, betelum, uvitolum, lehevi hefkek, afra, the ara. I saw Rav Shalom say that tefillah. He said, if you bring the chomets, it's a tefillah. A lot of our goddess have it. So Rav Shalom said he was crying like a baby. Where did the guy look at the tefillah? I couldn't believe it. You don't realize how much Ra we have in us. And yet, nothing's too great in fact, the Yom from Pesach. And that's what we have to prepare. The Birchas Mayidecha is so powerful and so big. We all become captains of our planes, of our ships. We're going to bring the ship to the destination, the plane to the destination. The Yoch is so big and it's so neuter. If somebody came to you from a store and gave you your whole Pesach order and threw it at you here, this is Birchas Mayidecha to you with the Chas V'Shalom have broken bones. We're asking the Yevshah, we talk about one Birchas Mayidecha, but we need a L'chaim L'Shalom. Give it to us in an oifen that we should be able to take it. We should be chayim, we should live with it, we should be happy with it. And that's why we say that tefillah. That's the tefillah that we say on Yom Tov. Rachmanis on America. You don't realize what America is. Brisk didn't let anybody from the family to come to America. We used to have a cabinet. I remember Avar, Moshe. So we had cabinet. Rav Yankiv. We don't have that anymore. We just have Azeponim, Machar Chayiv. Each one gobbling the one half more of the bankel. They want the tzibah to come to them more than anything. They want the money, they want the cover. Avarin wasn't that way, that Moshe wasn't that way. They have Pasha, the houses. They didn't have Shas HaKabola. They have none of this nonsense. People came, if he was available, if he was available, the Rebbe said he's learning, he finishes. Yeah, no, no, yeah. Whatever he can, he can. These were the generals of Klal Yisrael. Person has to make a cheshbon where we're going. This is the Tchias HaMeisim we spoke about. Last week, Rav Haigoin says that we lay on Pesach at Tzomus Yevashis, and in Nisan at Tzomus Yevashis, and this year we lay on Goy Gemogoy. That's the Haftodah. So I explained last week that the Eivishtah gives us Tchias HaMeisim. I feel so bad for you if you fall asleep by the Seder. Go to sleep during the day. You should be up the whole night with your kids. Pay somebody to be up with you. And get the whole zegish. I used to be a mesa, now I'm chai. Realize that you're the carbonit. And the apes is going to pay you good. It'll pay you and your mishpocha. And realize you're goy mikerev goy. The apes took your goy mikerev goy. You're a different person now. Goy mikerev goy. A yid is not an American. A yid is a yid. The Gemara Chagiga states, "Havuni ki motel haikra yira yira bochi." Oma evet shiravay mitzav leroitsa yisrachik v'menu. The sif kisavay liroiz kisavay liroiz panai mi biket shoyis miyetchem remois chaseder. So Abdoiv cries when he sleeps. Set off from his father, the going up chaim. First, make mi biket shoyis miyetchem remois chaseder. Who wants you to step up into my chotzer? So the Yevshah get out. What's to get out for him? So the Razei. When a man comes to the base of Mikdash. Komm ich rein mit deinem Fiss. Komm rein mit deinem Kopf. Komm rein mit deinem Herz. Du musst dich erzählen, du kommst mit deinem Fiss out. Ich darf dir nicht. So, wo ich dir gewohrt und mit das, the same thing with the Leil of Pesach. The Leil of Pesach. How is a person going into the Yontif of Pesach? How is he going into fear to say that? How is he doing it? He's going with his regel, with his feet. Show us a goal was just to get to there. But now when you're the Pesach Seder, it's not with your feet anymore. So you have to come with your hearts, and with your cup. You should have your private agoda. You should put it on the place, take it out on a towel where it shouldn't, chas v'shalom, no shayach l'chometz, and take notes of what you should talk out, what you shouldn't talk out, what you should say, what you shouldn't say. And talk out, fear the Seder if you're fearing the Seder. And if you're not fearing the Seder, your father's fearing the Seder, also go to the Haggadah beforehand and know what you're supposed to say. Of course, you have to do everything bismanoi, you have to eat the afikom bismanoi. And then afterwards, you clean up the table, and afterwards, you're up the whole night. Up the whole night with all the nyanim from the Seder. And you have to ligging it, you'll have to be marish at Chiyas HaMeisim. Oh, I'm so tired, I'm falling asleep. Don't fall asleep. Stay up, stand up. And live through the nyanim from Pesach. I'm sure late, he found out he was Namona. Namona was in the Shechuna, Elter Lefroy. He found out she got a stroke. So he was the ladies to come, shifts, they should give her food. They should clean her up, and this and that. Came before Pesach. So he came with his Talmud of Yankee Wernstein. So he says, no, now was the Yontif, Daf Machazes and Almonis. Let's go to Vinchin on a good Yontif. They came inside, they said before, the Yontif, I'm sure Lebe, the Lador is coming. She came and she said, Lebe, give me a brocha for Aliches Yom. She was over 100, this lady. Aliches Yom, why she asked for the foolish Lema? So she says, she chapped that the Rav Yankov Ornstein is looking over the Tzmir. This is your Bakosha, Ariches Yom. She gives up to say, what's it my help if I have it full shleimer? If I don't have the Yisurim over here, I'm going to have it over there. It's much, much worse. I'd rather have it over here. What's for the Ariches Yom? Because when they clean me, Zogzi, right after they clean me, I can say a brocha. So once a week I say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'akol Ni Yabedvorim. Zog Merev is Nishka Tayitz 11. Nof Ados. He said, Mishu Lei was Mishu Lei was spoiled from the Hashkofa from the Almona. And it's Kedai to live that one time in the week she'll be clean, she'll be able to say Shem Hashem. She'll be able to say a Brocha. Shach Tamalut. How thankful we have to be when it comes to the Chodesh of Nisan. And with Kaisel shuffling around getting ready for Pesach, for the night of Seder, that's the highlight of the year. How happy does a person have to be that he has the gelegenheit, he has the opportunity to serve the Eibishter, to become a cabinet, to be in charge of the whole plane. Shlomi Eliezer Alfandli, the Sava Kadisha, the one that had such a Aliches Yom, I think he lived 129, that's what I think, I don't know. He lived very, very long. The night of the Seder, he found out that they stole from him 200 Napoleon. That was the name of the coin. In those days, it was a coin. So right away, he came to the Seder. So they told him that the family told him it was wrong. He said, "Esh is ever vegan of my guilt, of my cup, my heart, and my nisa vegan of me." Became back in the Seder. And then he made the Seder. He said when he was young, listen to this, it's a marvel. He said it was by the Chassam Sofer. It's the Chassam Sofer, he was the Yom Kippur, he put on a Mshundig Avoida. He was young, but he was a reina mensch. Chassam Sofer said, Echmein Zalz Blayben of Hesukas. So the Sabah Gadisha said, he has to go home. So Chassam Sofer said, Echmein Zalz Blayben of Hesukas. And so he said, Rebach Muzahim Gein. He started his trip. The wagon broke, the horse died, this, everything plots the way he had a cave. He was back in Presbyt, beyond it. So he was by the Samsaif. He says, when we came home from the Flakatika davening, we were so shuddika high. We came into the sukkah. He said, we saw on the Samsaif's face that he saw the Shbiz. He saw them. Then he said, not only he saw them, but everybody that was his guest also saw them. The schuz of the Chassam Sofer, we saw the Shbizim. He said that the Seder was beyond words. The talk of the Chassam Sofer said, everybody knew you could look at your father during the Seder. You could look at the face of the Chassam Sofer during the Seder. It was the sakon, his face was red, it was beaming, fire was coming out of it. And this Rabbi Al-Fanari said, the Seder was not Shachar. The Seder was not Shachar. We talk about Sukkos. He says that in Sukkos, when the Chassam Sofer put out a bed for him, they should go to sleep. So he said he lay down, but he watched the Chassam Sofer up and back. His face was on fire. and he was up the whole night. He said it was such a mishulik avoider. That was Pesach, and what was Shavuos, and what was that was Sukkot, that was Pesach, and what was Pesach, and what was Shavuos. Some surface beyond our realm, we can't be massing the grace that mentions given. But some surface didn't get there just from 1 second. He hold of it and hold of it all his life. He never stopped. That's what a person has to reach to on Pesach. Od Benishim was Nidon in Rosh Hashanah. He just told him one word. Hayeko, Avubistu. Every Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets that same achrozah from him. Hayeko, Avubistu. I sent you down in the world for a reason. Where are you? The person has to answer to that. Every Rosh Hashanah is Din. Why? Because the Avishah told Avra to Od Benishim. Yom Kippur, the Avishah says, Salati Kedvarecha, is now we have Yom Kippur. Once it happened once, now it's in the Bri, Yom Kippur. What happened in Pesach? The Eibishah was Goal Avrom, Miad Malochim. He said in the Piyutim afterwards, beautiful Piyutim, Leil Seder. Because of that, it made it that every Leil Pesach is the time. You have to work in it, you can get it. Dubna Magad says a marshal. There was someone, the king was traveling with his army. And one of the people from the army, he fell apart. He was dying from thirst. The sun hit him. So the king says, one soldier said, he knows like 2 miles down there's a creek, he can get over there water. So the king says, life. So the person ran. The person looked like he was going to die. So the king says, dig over here, dig. Maybe you'll find over here a well. So the soldier started digging, and poof, they found a well over there. They gave the soldiers to drink, they took water for everybody. And then the person came back with water. Come here, Shakira, the person's better, let's go back there. The next day, somebody else came. It was an open field at that place. And the sun was just... The person chalished. He says he has to have water. So he told him, you should know that yesterday the king's army was there and somebody told him that go 2 miles from here, you'll get water. The person's going to have a fool from that. The only thing the person... They dig the place for the king dog and they find that same mayan. Pesach is the yontif for Amensh Zman Chedusenu. Achshav Kevonu Lfnei Amokim is the yontif from Pesach. When do you get it? Not because you read over the story and you sing Dayenu. That's not going to give it to you. You have to dig it through. Dig the Havodah. Every word. Boy Alateva, go to Yedav Void for Nagodin, teach it and learn Pshat in it. And see what the Mufreshim say and give that over to your children. You have to hold it to the Haggadah. Eat the matzahs and tell them this is what we ate. Eat the murder, this is what we had. That's what you have to do. You have to dig over the same place where I was saying where our father's dead. And that's the Pshat of Pesach and Hogar for Nachman. Pesachti Aleichem, Ve'ochas Aleichem, Tov Tadim. Pesach is a yontif for Achmonis. He has tremendous Achmonis of Klai Yisrael. And he points us with a very, very high position. That's what you have to prepare. I really would continue, but I don't have the koyach. I have to stop. But I just want to tell you, Baruch Hashem, it's before Pesach. There's enough time to prepare. Take out your agodah. Go to the store. Buy a good agodah. The agodah learns pshat and agodah. Agodah says the midrashim. Learn it good and prepare that with your children. The Eibshon Tzal Ben Shem, we should be zeicher for a tchias hameisah.